Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible during this Advent season. Today, we'll look at the second part of Zechariah's prayer, Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 80. Remember, Zechariah and Elizabeth had a child, John the Baptist, in their old age. The angel Gabriel told them they were going to have a child. And after John is born, Zechariah breaks out in the song of praise. So we're in the middle of that song in Luke chapter 1, 76 through 80. And you, child, he's talking about John the Baptist, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise will visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet in the way of peace. Zechariah's song of praise began with a focus on the promised Messiah. He was also pleased and grateful for his son being born. In the second part of his song, with thanksgiving, he takes note of his son's purpose. The proud father said this of his son. First, he would point people to Jesus. Like the prophets of old, John would be called the prophet of the Most High. He would prepare the way for Jesus' ministry on earth. John would go before the Lord and make a clear path for him. He would remind people of their need for salvation. John would speak boldly of sin and need of rescue. He would show people the way of forgiveness. John would share God's tender mercy, by which those living in the shadow of death would find the path of peace. God was with John the Baptist as he grew and became strong in spirit. Father, thank you for a man like John the Baptist who prepared the way for Jesus. Let me be a preparer of the way for Jesus as well. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, parents, Zechariah's song provides kind of a heart check for every parent. We want success and top billing for our children. Are we willing, like Zechariah, to burst forth in praise when God calls our child to take a role like John the Baptist? Later, John said his influence must decrease so that Jesus' influence would increase. Are you willing to allow your children to have a John the Baptist assignment? That's hard, isn't it? Share your thoughts on this at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.